Today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case that pits freelance writers against publishers of newspapers and magazines. At issue is whether the freelancers deserve to be paid when publishers sell back issues for use in electronic archives, such as subscription websites or CD-ROMs. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
This dispute started in 1993 when freelance writer Jonathan Tessini found some articles he'd written for the New York Times available on the NexisLexis database, which is a kind of online periodicals library that charges users a fee. Tessini, who's president of the National Writers Union, says when the Times sold the article to LexisNexis, it overstepped its rights under copyright law. He says he never gave the Times permission to resell his work and that he never got paid when the newspaper did. So he and five other freelancers filed suit against the Times, the newspaper Newsday, and the corporate parent of Time Magazine and Sports Illustrated, as well as LexisNexis and another firm that creates digital archives.
LexisNexis, CD-ROMs, and any other uses that might come down the pike, those are clearly going to be, and they are today, services and economic exploitations for which the publishers are making money. And all we're saying is we want our fair share from that.
Copyright law says that when a staff writer or reporter for a newspaper or magazine writes an article, his or her employers own the copyright and can do with the piece pretty much as they see fit. But the law says freelancers who contribute pieces retain their own copyright, so publishers can only use the work in limited ways. The publishers argue that electronic editions aren't any different than actual reprints or microfilm copies of their publications, which the law explicitly allows. A federal district court agreed with them, but an appellate court overturned that decision, ruling that CD-ROMs and online databases strip articles out of their original settings in newspapers and magazines and present them in compilations which are, in essence, new works. Tessini says anyone who's used online archives knows they're vastly different than their paper counterparts.
If you ask 100 people in the street, does LexisNexis, a CD-ROM, the use on a website, or those kind of electronic exploitations, does that bear any resemblance to the publication that you pick up on the newsstand? And 100 people in the street will say no. They're very different.
The appellate court ruled that publishers needed permission to sell freelance articles to online archives and that they owed royalties to freelancers. Bruce Keller will represent the publishers at today's hearing. He says the appellate court ruling ran counter to the intent of copyright law when it distinguished electronic reprints from physical ones.
Congress went out of its way when it passed the Copyright Act in 1976 to make it media neutral. And so for all of these years, publishers thought that meant what it said and reproduced newspapers in not only paper form, but stored it on spools of microfilm, and with the advent of the digital age, made electronic copies as well.
Keller says if the freelancers win at the Supreme Court, his clients will have to track down tens of thousands of writers to get their permission and pay back royalties. And writers they can't find could file copyright infringement suits seeking punitive damages. So Keller says his clients would probably simply remove all freelance articles from online databases.
It is simply the same sort of risk avoidance analysis that any logical business person will go through that leads to the conclusion that you have to delete today the basis of the lawsuit that might come in tomorrow.
Some observers of the suit say both parties are missing the point of copyright law. David Bender is executive director of the Special Libraries Association, which represents the interests of libraries at corporations, law and accounting firms, news organizations, and so on. He says the suit pits authors against publishers, but copyright law is intended to balance three sets of rights.
The right to know, the right to use, and the right to create. And all three of these are competing for interests and roles in this.
Bender says if the freelancers win, he fears articles will disappear, or at least that access will become more expensive. And if the publishers win, freelancers will feel they have less incentive to create. He's worried that no one will be at the Supreme Court today arguing for the public's right to know, its right to read.
If the courts decide, the user is probably going to be the loser.
Bender says he'd prefer to see the parties negotiate a settlement. In the end, the suit only affects articles written between 1978, when the relevant copyright law went into effect, and 1993. Since Tessini filed the suit, most news organizations have required freelancers to sign agreements giving publishers the right to distribute works online. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.